course, everybody said, oh, there's too many laws and all. But they don't come down to the fundamental thing. Where does theft become right? Where does that become right? I don't understand that. My fellow tax slaves, how's that inflation bite your ass? Yep, another wonderful day in Slavelandia with a great reset where you will eat the bugs and you will own nothing and be happy. Well, we could eat some bugs. All we have to go is up to D.C. There's plenty of cockroaches crawling around up in there, probably an unlimited supply. So we can eat the bugs. The Great Reset. Yep, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the middle of a worldwide revolt. Of course, if you're watching mainstream media and the talking heads, you don't know anything about all the farmers in the Netherlands and Germany and Italy. Look at Sri Lanka. All over the world, people are rising up because of food price costs and cutting back on fertilizers. Fertilizer, huh? What would that do to the food supply? And it looks like what they're doing is they're going to put all the farmers they can out of business and come in, swoop in like Bain Capital and Mitt Romney used to do, probably still doing. Come in there and buy them up. So what are you going to do? Now over here in the United States, you're seeing a little protest here and there. But as long as stuff comes into the grocery store, the American people ain't going to rise up diddly squat. No, they're too busy at the grindstone on the gerbil wheel, just spinning and spinning, just trying to get by each week, paycheck to paycheck. Of course, with some nice low-interest credit cards, they can live high on the hog. And I think a lot of people are realizing that, my goodness, you know, if all this inflation is going, I need to spend money quicker. I need to get whatever I want now because it's going to cost more later. So that adds to the whole snowball in hell. Like old Merle Haggard said,
I've been rolling down a hill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell.
Like a snowball headed for hell. That's what's happening, boys and girls. And your local governments, they don't know anything about it. They got blinders on. They got blinders on to see whatever the hell they want to see. All they can see is local government needs to grow and needs to provide services like recreation and like economic development. We need to meddle in the economy because the free market, you know, that thing don't work. That thing doesn't work at all. We got to incentivize. We got to give big corporations a whole lot of breaks, tax breaks and stuff like that. And we'll call it a fee in lieu. And we'll just get a little bit from them. And then the people can pay for all the rest of it. And you see, there'll be all kinds of little jobs and the tax slaves can pay in there and the government will still get more money. So the corporation benefits and the government benefits and the people pay for it. That's what fee and lieu is all about. Same thing with schools. Look at schools. They rob you blind for indoctrination your kids. And then if you look at the pyramid that is, most of the money spent on all the superintendents and all the people pushing paper inside the school. It doesn't go to the teachers, it doesn't go to that, it goes to operations and everything. Here in my county, they're the number one employer in the county. And off of stolen money. It's a big lie. I still can't get over how in the world somebody can justify theft because of mud roads. It's always about mud roads. That's a damn first thing that comes out of people's mouth. The mud roads. They don't think about all the rules and regulations. And it's like I told somebody, go to the state house. Here in South Carolina, go to the state house. Go up into the lobby. Go to the back of the lobby. And there's a big glass wall. And behind that glass wall is this huge library of laws. Laws and regulations. I mean, it's volume after volume after volume. Thousands and thousands and thousands of laws and regulations. And people think that's fine. That's, of course, everybody says, oh, there's too many laws and all, but they don't come down to the fundamental thing. Where does theft become right? Where does that become right? I don't understand that. Is it when 100 people get together and decide to rob each other to pay for mud roads or mud courts or mud fire, is that okay? Well, if 100 people get together and decide that, what if 4 of those people say no? Is it still okay to force them to pay for whatever you want? Where is that line? Where is it? Where does voluntary become involuntary and become right? Would it be all right for 10 people to get together and say, Bob over there has 5 cows and we don't have any cows, but we need some cows. And we vote to take 4 of Bob's 5 cows for the greater good. And we're gonna scribble that down on a piece of paper, and that makes it okay. We're gonna stamp it, we're the government, and we're gonna do that. And that makes it okay. So where in the world does that make any sense? How about if it's 1,000 people and Bob has 1,000 cows? And 999 people vote to take Bob's cows, and Bob says, no, I don't vote that. Does that make it legal? Does that make it right? You know, when you build on a lie, when you build a house on the sand of a lie, the sand of a crime, theft, forcing people to pay for all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you might think you need those things, but is it right to force people to do it? These are the things that we need to think about. Is that a fundamental function of government? Government, because a bunch of people scribble down, can come and get anything, they can rule and regulate toilets, light bulbs, or how you build a house, where you build your house, what you put on there. If you got to cut your grass or whatever. It's all based on a lie. It's based on a lie that a certain amount of people can vote to steal from you to pay for whatever. That's the lie. And so every lie ends up being the profits of which, every crime, every robbery and all, that comes back to haunt. That's why everything that government touches is a disaster. Everything. I challenge anybody to find anything that government has ever done that has really worked out good. Look at welfare. It started welfare. Oh, we're going to save the Pope people. It's a war on Pope. What happened? Now we got welfare is expanding and expanding and expanding and expanding. Look at Social Security, Ponzi scheme from hell. Same thing. Now it's more and more and more, and now, they've been talking about the Social Security system going broke for a long time. Now it's 6 years out. Everything. Look at war. Look at war. I mean, everybody says, well, we're good at killing people. Well, yeah, but guess what? The price of killing each person has gone up exponentially. Exponentially. And we spend more now than the top 25 nations, other nations combined. So it's all based on a lie. It's like fiat currency. They create money out of thin air and tell you it has value and tell you that they're managing the economy just right and everything. All based on lies. This whole thing is based on lies. And we've been indoctrinated our whole life to believe all of it. That's why we sing the Jose song. Jose, can you see? That's why we pledge allegiance to the flag. Why? Can you remember the first time in school that you pledged allegiance? When was it when you pledged allegiance? How many times do you tear up every time you hear the Jose song and the pledge and that kind of thing like that? Do you do it automatically? See, these things are what's going on. And in the Great Reset, they're going to destroy us all. Like Josephine said, they're trying to kill us all. Well, yeah. Yeah, they don't need useless eaters. Well, Klaus Schwab's sidekicks is we're useless eaters. Got to have something for these useless people to do. Maybe some drugs and some video games. You know, and then while we track and trace them, while we inject them with some kind of stuff to track and trace and maybe even control the, you know, the goyim. Maybe that's what's going on. And boys and girls, we're in for a rough ride. And our local governments have no clue. And they have no desire to know. They're too busy on the grindstone themselves and too damn lazy to do anything to get the knowledge where they could actually defend themselves. This is a war on the people. Sad. That's what it is until people wake up. And they're going to wake up one day to a breakfast of cockroaches and ants. But we'll see what happens over the next couple of years. Agenda 2030 is well underway. And it's going to be a tidal wave of shit. Anyway, boys and girls, just something else to think about. Till next time. Peace.
The best of the free life behind us now. The good times really over for good. Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
Sing it with me.
Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the liberty bell.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy that would still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.